The success of our society proves that our system works, but maybe we forgot to teach our young folks that wealth is achieved by helping people to get what they want. So, if no one has yet taught you how the game is played in the big leagues, well, guess what? Now, it's your turn. Here's our rallying cry. There's a billionaire locked inside you. The key to freedom is information. The kind of information you find here on the Money Man Report. Now, here's today's host. Here's the Money Man. Here's Dan Frischberg.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Money Man Report. Before we start, I just want to acknowledge I'm wearing this terrific jacket that I got from one of our students and friends who works is one of the higher ups in the Defense Intelligence Agency. And I am happy to be able to make it possible for them to serve the country and make some money. So I just wanted to acknowledge that because I love this gift, my jacket from the Defense Intelligence Agency. There, that's what it looks like. So let's get started because this is Thursday, the 17th of March. And it's getting easier and easier to make money. What's going on out in the world is terrible for the world and terrible for the country, but it's making it really easy to make a lot of money. And very rich people are getting even richer because what they're doing is they're taking leveraged positions in upstream oil and gas companies. That means in the producing companies, the fracking companies, who are profitable at $30 oil. They were losing money when there was $20 oil, but they're profitable at $30, $35 oil. And now we have $100 oil. So they're making a fortune. So the very rich people who have capital, who live on their capital, are simply buying in. And they're buying in with as much leverage as they can so they get as much of those companies. They get to own as much of those companies as they can. This podcast is really for regular people to show you, to help you be able to do exactly the same thing. Because with the price of oil at $100 and with fertilizers, which everybody in the world needs more fertilizers, price of wheat, price of grain are way up. A lot of the fertilizers were coming from Russia. A lot of the grain, corn, wheat, were being grown by Russia and Ukraine. It's a big hole. It's being filled. And you can make a fortune. You don't have to go work in the fields. You just invest money, but you use smart leverage. You acquire these assets. So that's what this is all about today. Now, the thing is, the news has been very intense and also hard to decipher or predict what's going to happen next. Now, I've learned that the connection between news and the stock market moving up and down is really nonsense. Most of the short-term moves are actually random. They're not happening because of the news. And in the long run, the price of an individual company stock 100% of the time is related directly to how much profit the company generates for its owners all the time. This is very accurate, but it takes the work to know what you're doing. And most people don't know where to get the information and don't want to take the trouble. So they just follow each other and they try to guess what's going to come next by watching television and watching the news and trying to figure out. But if this worked, there would be a lot of rich people. Everybody's watching the news, but there aren't a lot of rich people. So they still try to make sense of all of it without doing the real research to understand what they're investing in. And there are a lot of false beliefs that cost the people who believe them money and make it easier for us to make money. Somebody's got to be making a mistake. And this leads to the mistake we're looking for. You see, if something is too expensive, people sell it and it gets down to the right price. If something is too cheap, a lot of people figure it out and they buy it and they move it up to the right price. So most things are priced right and you're not going to make a lot of money owning them. You got to find the mistake. You got to find the things that are mispriced. And that's the mistakes that we are looking for. So fertilizer and fuels are a perfect example right now because Russia and Ukraine produce a lot of them. But there are 8 billion people and only a few hundred million in Ukraine and Russia. One-tenth of the people in a media-covered war. Everybody else isn't at war. But 10-tenths of the people, one-tenth are in the war, 10-tenths want to eat. So I want the world to be buying those fertilizers from me, and you want them to be buying them from you too. See, the outcome isn't going to be about the news unless the world gets demolished and we all starve to death, like those movies about the end of the world. That's not happening. Observer's job, as they see it, is simply to identify which external events caused whatever price change to occur. So they think the audience wants it, and they're going to look ignorant without the explanation. The correlation between the news and prices in the short run is false. When news seems to coincide sensibly with market movements, people presume that there's a causal relationship. When the news doesn't fit, they try to come up with a story to make it fit. And when they can't even devise a plausible way to twist the news into justifying what's happening in the market, into justifying the market action, they chalk it up to psychology, which means they're just giving up on trying to figure it out. Now, there are a lot of news and a lot of events, and sometimes they can come up with a connection, and sometimes there may even be a connection, folks. But if it's not consistent or predictable, it doesn't help you make decisions. It's true. Sometimes the news actually drives the price, but usually it's random. When news and the market fail to coincide, the people reporting the news disregard the inconsistency. So sometimes they just call it psychology. There was a study in 1988 that was called What Makes Stock Prices Move? They reviewed the stock market price action after major economic or other kinds of news, including political events, in order to develop a model that would let them predict market moves in the past. And the fact is, you're hearing me right. Even when they looked from the past, they couldn't develop a prospective prediction model. They were looking at what happened in the past and looking and trying to tie it to the stock market, and they just couldn't figure out how to do it. At best, the news is a late recognition of forces that have already been at work for some time. And the only people that are startled are the people that didn't know the trend was going on. So the fertilizer companies that are in a perfect position to take advantage of what the world is doing and what the world needs, I'll tell you a couple of them, CF Industries and Nutrien, NTR. To take advantage of the reduced flow of oil and gas coming to the world from Russia. Russia owned a lot of the oil and gas that were coming to the world. So you want to take advantage of it? What I'm doing is owning upstream companies. What's upstream means the companies that own the fracking fields, who have the oil. Marathon Oil, MRO, Continental Resources, CLR, PXD, that's Pioneer. And I would say, don't try to trade based on the chart going up and down. These company stocks, in the short run, run up and down because people just follow each other and try to guess what the rest of the herd is going to do. You know, 20 years ago, I wrote a book called Escape from the Herd, because you don't make money in the long run guessing what the herd's going to do next. That's for lazy and dumb people looking for a free ride. And that free ride doesn't really exist. If a company's profitable at $20 oil, and now it's getting $100 a barrel, it's going to make a fortune. It doesn't matter if its stock went up today or not. Remember our basic axiom. Write it down. Always, 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 the price of a stock will settle eventually at a level based on how much profit the company's making for its owners. And that's all that really counts. The rest is just kid stuff. Ignorant people broadcasting and selling baloney information. They aren't getting rich by investing. The rich people are taking highly leveraged positions. That means they're borrowing money to buy into those companies, or more likely, they're buying long-term warrants or options like Warren Buffett does, like Bill Gates does, that are profitable at $30 a barrel. Companies that are profitable at $30 a barrel, and now they're getting $100. Now, don't just run out and buy these things because I'm talking about them. I study these, but you have to study them for yourself. Now, I can give you a shortcut to actually learn how to do this, how rich people acquire big-time positions and make millions while regular people just struggle to stay in place. Now, here's how to sign up for a workshop I'm giving. It's helping a lot of people who were stuck. That's how my friends from the Defense Intelligence Agency learned about it. They came to a workshop. Now they're learning to actually make money by owning companies. They can keep working for the government, but they make their big money owning companies that are profitable by using huge leverage so they can own a lot of them. In America, if you're smart, you ought to be making much more money on owning companies that are great businesses that are in perfect position. You make more money doing that than you make working. And if you're not, you need instruction, because this is so important for you. And look, because I'm really doing fine, I'm waiving the price of the ticket to my next workshop. It is free. You don't even have to give a credit card, nothing, no strings. Even if you missed the date that's showing up on the little ad that you're seeing here, follow the link, because I'm going to do the workshop again and it's going to be free again. But don't procrastinate, because the people who are already making money because they came before, they learned how to do it. They're already making money. Well, a lot of people that are watching this are actually stuck. High leverage acquisition of assets is the key, not diversifying. You make money in America because this is a capitalist place. Your capital works for you. So get over this false belief that you have to diversify. You are not too dumb to have a strategy, a real strategy, to accumulate the right assets. You don't need to make 6% a year on index funds. Now, wake up and follow the link now.
This has been Now It's Your Turn with the Money Man, Dan Frischberg. If today's program piqued your interest, there's a video link and QR code on this page for a free workshop that'll teach you a lot more. Or you can find it on Dan's website. Just look for themoneyman.com/Golden Rule Investing. That's themoneyman.com/Golden Rule Investing. Now, if you're only hearing the audio, everybody agrees it's much more exciting and easier to follow on video. There's nothing to it. Just go to YouTube and type in The Money Man Report. You'll see the QR code and the link right there for that free workshop. And by the way, if you subscribe, you'll be personally notified every time we produce a new video. So we'll see you next time. If you missed anything, all this info resides in one place where Dan Frischberg lives. The address is themoneyman.com. It's all one word, themoneyman.com.